The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan. MG, we've been blessed early stages of this year with the amount of people we've had come in the studio and join us. We always love it when they can. And this man, he is a long-time friend of the show. He's the king of high fives. A pleasure to welcome back to the Rush Hour, Aaron Woods from the Cronulla Sharks. G'day, Woodsy.
Boys, how are we?
Oh, we're fantastic. I think it's because these guests are probably feeling sorry for us after COVID and they just want to get out of the house and actually feel sorry for themselves, and in they come. But you're looking fit. You've had a great off season, haven't you?
Yeah, MG, mate. It's been tough, actually. It's been a shorter preseason, and we've got a new strength and performance coach that's come across, Nathan Pigworth from the Dragons. So you always know they're fit and firing in the early rounds of the competition. So he's been really good for us. And yeah, the boys are just enjoying it. We're looking forward to playing some footy this week. It's been too long.
What's been the hardest thing you've done in the off season? As you get to an elder statesman of the game, obviously that's the hardest part about being a footballer. The off season, is there something that you went, oh man, not this again?
The wrestling sessions.
Oh yeah,
they suck, MG. Mate, it's everyone tells us the quicker the game gets, the less wrestling we're gonna do. I'm telling you, we do more and more wrestling every year. If you took out wrestling, blokes will play for 15 years.
No.
Look at Cameron Smith.
Well, I retired in 2000, and I didn't do one session of wrestling. The year after 2001 was when it all came in.
Mate, it's honestly, so I was. And we got Tony Grimaldi now as well from the Dogs.
Wow.
And we were doing a little wrestling, and mate, next thing you know, he's got me in a rear naked choke. I said, mate, I don't do that in a footy field. I get penalised for that.
And plus UFC's
already giving up penalties away, so don't teach me that.
The guillotine.
Mate, and he's sitting there laughing at me. I said, this is not what I'm in for.
who do you get paired up with in wrestling drills?
Normally go with the big boys, Brayden Ueli, obviously Toby Rudolph.
Yes.
Like to pull his hair a bit, just because that's what I used to get at all the time when I had the long hair. So, but we're with the, and Jack Williams, if you've ever seen him, mate, he's a dead set powerhouse. So it's just good luck. And then try to stay away from feeder, because if he puts his body weight on you're going.
Yeah. Well, is it still as impactful now that he's shredded?
Mate, he's probably lost 2 kilos. he shaved his beard. Shaved his beard and had a haircut.
He looked good. He looked
don't
good
read the reports.
Was that Photoshop you're saying?
Mate, the Channel 9 cameras made him look good, and Fox, mate. Nah, he's doing really well, the big boy. He's had a really good off-season.
Hey, while we're talking big boys, we've heard from Jai Arrow, Mitch Moses has spoken about it, these new rules. Shorter training sessions, but faster tempo. How are you finding it?
Yeah, that's probably been the big difference this year. We've had a lot of, like I said, they're shorter, but they're way more intense. Obviously, they got the GPS or this data, and what they're looking at now is the accelerations, how many times you're hitting off the deck and all the collisions. And, mate, the worst thing now is you kick for touch and you got to play the ball. So for us big boys, there's no breather. The only good thing is that you get to pick where the ball gets to play, and 9 times out of 10, a winger gets to run back, so you get a free shot at them.
I was telling the show about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago that we've got to be cautious about those new rules. While the innovations last year kind of lifted all our spirits, and we thought, you know what, one ref, fantastic, six to go, fantastic, you know, captain's challenge, fantastic, but we've just got to be careful that we don't turn our game into Oztag or touch footy.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, MG. Even, like, we've had the refs come to training and trying to trial it. Mate, you're getting pinged for markers not square, too slow on the play of the ball, offside, and then sometimes you don't want the six again, you want an actual penalty, so you can sort of reset yourself, and, you know, whereas it's really hard. And like you said, our injury count last year went through the roof because blokes are getting a lot more under fatigue now. And I think they said the ball in play last year was 10 minutes more than what it has been the previous years. So, and that comes down to the training we're doing now. That's why they've changed the whole, you know, whole scheduling around of everything we do in our training model, is because the game, the ball's in play a lot more. We're doing a lot more, you know, takeoffs, accelerations and that. Whereas last time you get a lot of breathers, kick for touch, where now it's just straight on the go.
Hasn't been a coach in this season that hasn't even started yet under more scrutiny than Bomber Morris. Poor bugger. I've said again on this show that I feel sorry for him. And that man, Shane Flanagan's name, keeps getting mentioned. I know that players, you listen, you hear your things, and there's all outside noise, but how much do you think it has an effect on Bomber?
Look, Bomber's been really good. You know, you've had all the stuff with Flano, then you hear all these other coaches, then, you know, you see Craig Bellamy get the, I don't know if he's head coach or coaching director or something, mate.
And head of marketing, apparently.
There's a million things that could go on down there. But the way he has handled himself, you know, he comes in straight away, he addresses what's been happening, he tells you what he knows and all the truth. So there's no one walking around eggshells. You feel completely, you know, safe around him. You don't feel like how'd you say, like, you know, you go in and go, oh, what's Bomber thinking, blah, blah. He just knocks on the head straight away. you know, we've got some really good leaders at the club. You know, Wade Graham, he comes in straight away and says, boys, don't worry about that crap that's going on.
Well,
you know,
you're one of them too.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, we just say, mate, the job for us is to play footy. You know, the club will do what they've got to do with the decisions, and Bombers are there to coach, and that's what we always do. And that's all we can do. You know, there's always going to be scrutiny. Bombers done a really good job, top eight last couple of years. You know, we probably haven't had the best of years. But, you know, we need to start fast this year to take the monkey off his back.
Yeah. Well, you talk about, you know, sunshine is the best medicine, and we believe that here on the Rush Hour as well. So, MG, we've got to put this out there with Woodsy in studio. Where did you predict that they'd finish this year?
Second.
No, you didn't.
Second last?
Tell the truth.
13th.
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 Woodsy? How do we feel about it?
Yeah, look, I understand.
No, MG, you've had your time.
Okay. I understand what people, we've got, you know, Sean Johnson he was our player of the year last year.
Just before you do, what a f***ing white ant.
I want to bash him, don't worry.
What a f***ing white ant you are.
I want to headbutt.
I'm on your side.
Tell us why. Why some people see that the Sharkies might struggle a little bit this year.
Well, I think, you know, we've obviously had Matt Moreland come off a couple of injuries the last couple of years. He hasn't been able to play the most consistent footy that he'd want to do. You know, we've got Sean Johnson he won't probably be back till around 6 or 7, but his rehab's going really well, so he's trying to push to be a bit harder. And, you know, people think that we're getting a bit older squad. We've lost blokes like Gow, Louis over the last couple of years, Matt Pryor. But in saying that, mate, like, we've been able to get big Paul Gallen and Lucky Lewis in the train with us twice a week, or 3 times a week.
That's good.
You know, I think someone like Britton Nkormer is going to have a massive year this year. Louis's been driving him mad with everything that, you know, he's teaching him about the game. You know, he probably didn't have the best year. A lot of us didn't have the best year we had last year. You could hear there's a lot of excuses within the bubble, you know, COVID and all that. But then they were allowed to play footy, so the boys were happy. But I'm telling you, this year we've had a really good off-season. If we can keep Matty Moreland fit for 90% of the season, I dare say you'll see Cronulla in the semi-final footy.
That's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a big one. Matty Moreland, since he came from Penrith to Sharkies, when Sharks bought him, they bought a golden egg.
Mate, what people don't realise, I think he's, you know, he's a loose human, blah, blah, blah. Mate, we get into footy meetings. He's one of the smartest blokes I've ever met, mate. He reads the game so well. He's a bloke that will never go down swinging, will never die wondering. He'll always have a crack. Mate, he watches a lot of video of rugby league. He knows how his defence come up to defend him. Mate, he just hasn't been able to get on the field for the last 18 months. And he's hired a really good stretch coach, strength coach. Benny Roberts is a former player.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So he's been doing a lot of work with that. He did a lot of work in the off-season. So he came back flying. And the biggest thing for us is just to look after him now, because he's got all the money in the bank. And it's just to get him on the field.
That's okay.
Literal money?
Okay. Oh, he's got plenty of money. Don't worry about that.
No, it's Bitcoin.
I imagine every Cronulla Sharks supporter who's just heard that has gone.
That's a really good way of putting it, too. Yeah. And that's kind of how I kind of thought my thought process was.
And the other thing as well, MG, we've had blokes like, you know, Jack Williams, Braden Ueli, like, you know, they were young rookies now. This is their third and fourth year, so they're becoming first graders now. And they're becoming hardened. So when blokes first come to first grade, they're 3 or 4 games are, you know, really good. And then, you know, sometimes they go on a shell. It's a bit of a roller coaster year, where the biggest thing for us is to get consistency footy out of them, you know, and then it matches the blokes, like, you know, like I said, Matty Moreland. If he can be right up there every week, mate, it's really good signs.
Ramien looked good in the All-Star game.
Mate, he was really pumped up for that, as he's seen the first shot of the game. We just need to get him early ball. And like you said, we need to get him ball full stop.
That's it.
Him and Dugues, that we've got some big outside backs. Young Ronnie Mulitano. I'm telling any of these listeners, if you watch him play and you're not a Sharks supporter, you want to kill him. But if you're a Sharks fan, he's one of the best blokes I've ever met.
Hey, Woodsy, just quickly there, to jump away from your club for a moment, you talk about these young kids coming into grade, playing some games, and then having to go away and get a bit more hardened for the rigours of NRL football. Joseph Suaalii. What are your thoughts on it, the idea of a 17-year-old kid being ready for first grade?
Yeah, look, it's hard. Probably the luckiest thing for him, he's in a really good side. He's got a lot of good leaders around him. But, you know, the rules are 18 years old. I just don't like people changing the rules all the time just to suit one team. And, you know, it's not good enough. But, look, we had a bloke, Bronson Cherry, we had to wait to debut him. So, it didn't work too well for us.
No.
But,
it's a fair point, though. It's a fair point. You know, the rules are the rules, MG, and I, particularly because it's the Roosters, I imagine there's 15 other clubs that are probably going, well, why are we changing the rules?
That's true. If it's Parramatta or Penrith or Sharks tried to do that with a young gun coming through, they'd be vetoed. So I agree with Woodsy. If the rules are there for a reason, Freddie was 17 when he played, but that's back in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's a different game.
But the rules were like that, MJ. You could play if you were under 18. They've changed the rules for a reason.
Jordan Rankin was 16.
Yeah, I was playing Aussie Schoolboys at the time with Jordan, and then he got plucked out of there, and he played down against Newcastle and Goldie that week. So, and that was the rules. You're allowed to do it, whereas now they've changed. They're trying to look after the kids because how many times have you seen a young kid come to first grade and then they disappear for a while because they've had a lot of injuries or they've just been, you know, overshadowed by it?
Mm. We asked this of everybody. Cam Smith, have you heard anything?
We had the same manager until he got in a bit of trouble, and you haven't heard anything since.
Okay. Right. Okay. Nothing there from Woodsy.
If you ask me, I reckon I'd love to see him play again. Yeah. I want to see him do a Tom Brady. I'm a big fan of sports stories, you know. And I think he's good enough to. I reckon he could come back round one and just fit straight back in.
How's Bronson Sherry doing?
Yeah, Bronson's going all right. I spoke to him a couple of times just by WhatsApp just to see how he was going. He gets a haircut down the road from where I live, so tried to meet up with him a couple of times, but you know, he's been a bit busy. Mm. But he's doing well. You know, obviously he's got to take his punishment, and I think he's just going to move on and then try to come back bigger and stronger in a few more years' time.
Which he will. Well, I mean, it's been done. Players have done it.
You know, he takes his what he gets, and a young kid made a mistake, and hopefully he gets back and works really hard, and you know, the boys, everyone would want to see him back in footy.
How important will that be for Cronulla and for you as teammates to, I don't know, what are you allowed to do in terms of contact with Bronson during those suspension years? Is the club allowed to have it? You might not know the answer to this.
I'm not too sure. I have no idea, really.
He's been punished for his crime, so I don't think it's in the realms of these guys want to say g'day to him. I think it's fine. It's, you know, we're looking at it as
a mental health sort of thing, you know, where it's just checking up on him.
Yeah.
I think... his participation in sport is a massive no-no. He can't be involved in any aspects of that.
Right.
But, mate, I think if we're reaching out, just lending a hand, for his welfare, you know, that's all we worry about.
Yeah,
fair enough.
And he is really close with young blokes like Blake Brayley, you know, all the young guys that come through now. Mm.
Who's the shark this year that we've got to keep our eye on that's been, A, killing it at training and it's kind of gone under the radar, and B, he's just about to do something really special on the field this year?
Aaron Woods.
He always does something special.
Yeah, missed the freaking eye fire. Never get let down. Look, I personally think Matty Moylan. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he's going.
I hope you're right.
Mate, it's the fittest I've seen him do. You know, we did yo-yo testing. He won that. You know, 1.2 testing. He's won that. Mate, it's unbelievable. He's looking really strong.
He's a freak, isn't he? He's a freak.
Mate, he's one of those blokes that just rock up. Looks terrible as we come in. He just comes and kills it. But and I think Britt Nkrumah, the back rower. I'm really excited to see. You know, like I said, Luke Lewis has got in there. He's done a lot of work with him, and he's got a bit bigger this year. You know, I'm just really looking forward to seeing him run off Chowdy Townsend.
Off the back of the All-Stars game last year, Britt Nkrumah he came off that game flying. I remember
he had a magnificent debut season too.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of them kids who just looks like he's a sponge. And having someone like Luke Lewis, one of the best that's ever been in that position, and he's a sharky, I think that's vital for his growth.
Hey, tell me, in this age, new age of players creating their own content, are you sick of Chad Townsend shoving a camera in your face?
Chaddy the Burger Townsend.
Look, who we love on this show.
Oh, mate, I love Chaddy too, but, mate, I've never met someone that brings a GoPro to training, to the showers, to
showers.
Team photos, mate. We did Channel 9 of Fox Sports, and, mate, he's running around shoving this thing in your face.
Yes.
And he goes, it's all content, bro. I was like, mate, you're kidding, mate. I said, come on, bro. I said, mate, you're grown men, mate. Come on.
You sound like one of my kids. I'm at home always filming my kids. They go, Dad, some things are private.
Mate.
That's content.
Mate, that's it, mate. Anything Chaddy can get is good content. But he's not the only one. It's Sean Johnson too.
Oh, really?
So they love the vlogs. That's what they do. Mate. Yes. I said, no one cares what you do at home, mate.
Go and check out the Chad Townsend on YouTube.
But
the Chad Townsend.
He's got a really good beer out.
Yes.
He's done well. He's done really well, the big fella. He's done very well.
I'd love to taste it if some got dropped off to our
office. So would we, but we've always got to pay for it.
Oh, really?
Someone's a bit tight.
Won't
bring any in for the boys unless you pay $82 for the case.
Rich people don't often give stuff away for free, though.
That's why they're rich.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Who's the team to beat this year? Who's the top of the pile, do you think?
I like Canberra. I like Canberra with Hodgson back. You know, they lost him halfway through the year, I think. He did the ACL. He's just a great player, mate. And I think these new rules are going to really suit him. You know, he struggled early on, as you've seen with Damien Cook as well.
Yep.
But then the longer they did it, how much better did Cookie get?
Oh.
I think once he realises and adapts to the new style of play, mate, and then they got a Ryan James has come in there as well.
Yeah.
He's a really good buy for them, I think. And Curtis Scott, a big full season for him would be really good too. And I think Melbourne as well. They're always a really good side. Look, I thought Harry Grant was good, but I didn't realise how good he was until he put that Maroon jersey on, which breaks my heart again.
Wow. But, he's fantastic.
Is Papali still the best prop in the game?
Yeah, Papali's really good, mate. Yeah. I think he's right up there. I think a guy that doesn't get as much recognition, Siwa Takiaho.
From the Roosters,
good feet for a big man, and his defence is awesome. So I reckon it's a bit of a clash between those two fellas, and obviously Big Nelson. He's just a monster. And the way Melbourne use him as well.
Is he the biggest bloke you played against?
Mate, I remember it was a couple of years ago. I was just watching him walk on the field. His legs, MG, they're the biggest things I've ever seen. Mate, when you get up close, look at it. Just have a look at his legs.
I'd say...
it's unbelievable.
I'd say, look, I've got a bit of food poisoning.
And you don't know where to tackle him, mate, because he's just big all over. It's like, mate, you got these big tree trunks running at you. And then if you go too high, mate, he just bumps you off as well.
And they had...
Tui Kamakamifa, he's
Tino.
Tino,
mate.
What?
Unbelievable!
Can you believe these kids? Then you throw Payne in the mix as well.
Yeah. I don't know what they eat these days, man.
A lot of chickens.
A lot of chickens.
Yeah, a hell of a lot of chickens. Now we have to get your thoughts on this, on your former teammate, still close friend, I would imagine, the G Train, Paul Gallen.
Lucas, Daddy Breland.
No, I know.
Confirmed.
Talking of big units
for the big train. He loves it. He'll get as many fights in a year as he can. He'll probably break the record.
Have you ever met Lucas Big Daddy Brown?
No, I haven't. But I've been watching his Instagrams because I've been watching back and forth.
It's
really pretty eyes.
It's a bit of mascara around him.
Yeah, I think he's got something going.
Now, who's the bloke he just beat, Gao, in the fight? I've got
Mark Hunt.
Thank you, Mark Hunt.
Well, I was a bit worried.
Mark Hunt is a thick unit.
Oof.
He's a bit like Gao. He's a really thick unit, but he's not that tall. Lucas Big Daddy Brown, he's a big human being.
Yep, he's a monster.
Yeah.
Gao can take a punch, bud.
Gao's jaw.
Gao can take a punch. And he's fit.
They took two of those monster hits from Mark Hunt.
Yeah, it would have knocked anyone else out.
Mate, anyone else? I remember asking Gao about it. He goes, I was a bit rattled from that first one. He goes, that first one rocked me. He goes, I thought the bell had gone, and he was still hanging in there. So
remember, Mark Hunt would fight in UFC with 4 ounce gloves.
Mate.
And these are like 12 or 14.
Did you see how quick his hands were, Mark Hunt?
Oh.
Mate, Gao
solidified my thoughts that he can be a really good boxer.
Yeah, mate. But the thing about Gao, he's tough and he's fit.
Yeah.
He sparred Willis Meehan today.
Right.
He did 4 or 6 rounds with him. And Willis Meehan is a monster if you ever seen him on the gloves. And they reckon Gao really held his own.
But I think, I'm so reluctant to say this because Gao just makes a habit of proving people wrong, particularly when he's boxing. Lucas Big Daddy Brown, I think he's a top 5 ranked Australian heavyweight. Like, and for everything that Mark Hunt is or was in the UFC, he was never a ranked heavyweight boxer.
No.
Lucas Big Daddy Brown is a legit heavyweight ranked boxer in Australia.
And I think he fought overseas a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And he went to war. That was for a heavyweight belt as well.
Yes, yes.
I remember following him there. So, but mate, he hasn't been in the ring for a while. So I think that might help Gao out a little bit. Because it's one of those things, you got to keep doing it every now and then, just to keep the mind fresh. But the thing about Gao, he can take a punch, as he's shown.
Yeah.
I don't know how Lucas Brown does. I'm not a boxing expert.
No.
But Gao's fit, man. He's tough.
All I know is I'll be watching it.
I can't wait. 100%.
Absolutely.
I love watching the big fella.
So do I.
Yeah, and I love seeing him come to train the next couple of days after it.
Oh, really?
His melon looks shocking. Not that it's the best anyway.
we'll have to get him on before the fight.
Hey, who's your, if you get one of those NRL All-Star Fight Nights,
yep.
Who are you telling Matty Rose, put me in the ring with him?
Who do I take on?
Anyone from across your career?
I want to take Clem on. One of my best mates.
Clem!
Yeah. Wow, that'd be... Yeah. I'd pay to watch that.
Far out.
That's the heavyweight.
Have you two... Did you two ever... No, we know the bromance. It was the original Origin bromance.
It was the original one.
He was...
Yeah.
Have you two ever come to blows?
We've come at training. You get a bit fiery at times. Yeah, you know what it's like.
You're allowed to.
When you do the post session at training and the wrestling,
if you don't
escalate.
If you don't get fired up, it doesn't mean anything to you.
And the coach gets excited. Like, so it's like, I said, look, we've got to get into him more now. That's like, how good is that? And then you see a little bit of claret come, and then they get even more excited.
They wipe it off your lip and go, hey, let's go again.
So can Clem throw him?
Never. Oh, he's got a good reach.
Yeah.
He's looking a little bit skinny up top these days, so I reckon I might have a chance. If I can land one, I'll be happy. Yeah. I'm not the best fighter.
You're a good lover, mate.
I'll admit it.
Brilliant. Well, Aaron Woods, I mean, MG, have you got anything else you wanted to get to, sir?
Mate, I'm going to keep some in your pocket for next time he comes in. Otherwise, we're going to ask him everything today.
Well, I've got one for you, actually. One of my best mates is out at Penrith now. And I reckon a lot of people say Cameron Murray is the best sort in rugby league.
Yep.
Scott Sorensen's got him covered.
Oh.
I'm telling
you. I said on the show, great buy.
Mate, I'm telling you. He was my roomie in at Sharks. Mate, every time we go to bed, baby all on the pecs. It's unbelievable, mate. He is dead set. One of the best sorts I've ever seen.
So is that the question? MG, do you think Scott Sorensen's the sort?
No, he's trying to say, Woody's trying to say, do you two want to go on a date?
Yeah.
He's trying to match me up.
Wait, just take him to a few things around Penrith. Show him the town. He's a surfie.
I'll take him to the river and give him on some skis.
Did Scott make the NRL roast, sexiest 100? Did Scott get in there?
I don't think he did. So that's why I don't follow that stuff. And I didn't make it either. So.
No, you should have made it.
Injustice.
And it was a bit going on at training. Like, Toby Rudolph was filthy. He was so down. Yeah,
Aquaman should have been on it.
Mate, he's got a good rig.
Shawnee Johnson would have been top 10.
He's a back, mate. All these backs get the rig.
Come on, mate. Turn it up. But I was just disappointed that sorry I didn't make it. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah, so I think he's a really good signing. I also think
Tigers. Yeah, great fella too.
Yeah.
Bloke just plays every week. He play busted, play, you know, fresh. He's one of a good bloke to have around the crew as well, you know. He's one of those players that makes up a squad, you know. He's a really good squad member.
Yeah.
He's always in around the boys, whether it's, you know, coffees, training, everything, mate. He's an absolute legend. Legend of a bloke.
Back to Sorensen, is he married or a girlfriend?
he's engaged, mate. Filthy, yeah.
Jesus.
That's what I said, mate.
Oh. Was it come on, gym or something. Just, you know,
mate,
maybe
honestly,
increase membership.
No, get him out there. Just get him in the shorts and just, you know, lacquer up like he does every night with the baby oil, and he'll be right.
Woodsy, we got to talk about your contract situation.
Yeah.
This is final year of your deal.
Yeah, final year, mate.
Let's put it out there. Like, you know, where are the negotiations at?
I'll be your manager.
Have we started conversations?
Well, I was going all right until I did lose my manager, so.
Well, okay.
I think things were going okay.
Mate, send Wade Graham in to negotiate on your
behalf.
Mate,
honestly, he's the best.
Yeah.
I think, mate, he's
brutal.
Done a great job with the RPA.
He's brutal.
I think he got the game up and running with Vlandis, mate.
We spoke to him in the ISO, didn't we? He said, oh, look, I've got a call to make. Peter Vlandis is calling me.
Mate, even at training, if we need a little bit of a light session, the boys are underdone. Wade, call, mate. Can you go speak to Bomber, please? Mate, Wade's the best. He's honestly, I've never met a bloke with that much pull.
Oh. Send him in to do your negotiations.
Mate, you know what? I was actually talking about last year because he represents himself now, too.
Oh, I know. He sorted it all out.
Mate, one of the best.
So, 29? You turn 30 next
turn 30,
month.
Yeah.
You're a baby.
So it's Adam Reynolds type territory. We just want to make sure you're
in the club. I can't believe that one too.
Wow.
Jesus.
Look, if he's struggling for extensions, we're all struggling for extensions.
Tell me about it. Even Liam next door, man.
I'm like a little plus one on MG's deal. Like, I just get signed on to whatever he does. They're
it's not bad because MG's killing it.
Exactly.
Mate,
exactly.
He's got his own show.
Yeah.
How good is it? Because it's MG's rush hour with Liam, isn't it?
Yeah.
the with Liam's not even on there. I just say that. Yeah, thanks.
You're just the rush hour.
Really pick me up.
Sorry, mate.
Have a coffee, mate. You'll be right.
Yeah, I know. All right, Woodsy, always a pleasure. No, hey, we really appreciate you coming
Honestly, you're one of the good guys of the competition, in all sincerity. And the fact that you've taken time out on your day off to come in and see us. We love you for it, and we wish you all the luck this year, brother. We really hope you have a great season.
Mm. Thanks, boys. The bubble sucked last year. Couldn't come in, so hopefully we can come in a bit more this year.
Mate, thanks, the boys. Door's always open for you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.